The book of Leviticus, chapter number 10. We've tried to stay in the thought in the last few days on Bible fires. God did many things by fire in our Bible. By the way, it'd be hard for you and I to get along without fire in this country, physically. Thank God for a good warming fire. But God, through the pages of our Bible, He manifested His presence by fire many times. Not only did He manifest His presence, but He revealed His power and His purpose by fire. We've looked over in the book of Exodus. We've seen the witness of fire at the burning bush. We've seen the word of fire with Jeremiah. He said it was in him a fire burning in his bones that he couldn't contain it. And I love it when the fire of God gets that real, Brother Jerry, in our bones. And thank God we ain't even got to have a piano playing or organ going on or drum beat. I'm glad He can just manifest His presence to us when we right by ourselves and warm our hearts in this day and hour that we live. Jeremiah, he experienced the word of fire. Then we've seen the work of fire as God set the barley fields afire. In your life and mine, God will set a fire and a lot of things to get our attention that we may focus on what we need to be focusing upon. And then last week was still another fire that came about, and that was the fire on the altar. And He told the children of Israel, they're the priests, He said, never let the fire go out on the altar. And we use the thought of watching the fire. This morning it'd do good for you and I to watch the fire in our heart and never let it die. Watch the fire in our church and never let it go out. Thank God the choir sung good this morning. Boy, I remember the day when the Lord saved me. I remember the day. I like what Brother Dennis said this morning in Sunday school class. Great class. Great thought he had. Said God was a lot like a checker game. He said God moves first and it's your turn to move and then He jumps you. I like that. I'm glad I got jumped by the Holy Ghost. Thank God for that. And then He said that one of these days He's going to king us or crown us. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. So we got to watch the fire and don't let it die. Don't let it go out. A lot of the Baptist churches, the fire's done died. People's cold and they've got distant and they don't even know what the presence of God is. And may I say in the average Baptist church this morning that the children that attend don't even know what the presence and the glory of God is. As I was holding little Hunter a while ago, the choir said something and I shouted and he just sat back. Why, the average kid in the Baptist church would have jumped out of my lap and run out the door. And thank God this morning that a little shouting don't tire my young'un's nerves up. But here, not only do we need to be watching the fire, I want to stay in that thought, in that realm this morning, but the Leviticus chapter number 10, start reading in verse number 1, the Bible said, "And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire." That word strange means unauthorized. Strange fire. "Before the Lord, which He commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord." I'm interested in verse 1 this morning. The Bible said, "And they put fire therein and put incense on and offered strange fire before the Lord." And we'll preach on this thought this morning. Wildfire. Wildfire. There's a lot of wildfire going on in our churches. And I guess the devil's fought me more about this outline than any that I've built. And the devil's done said, "Now if you preach this on the radio, they're going to take you off the radio." Well, honey, I guess I just won't be on the radio. And so you may want to throw a songbook before it's over this morning. And you may have some folks that's in what I'm going to preach about, but If you do, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless them. But I know in whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious and that great day. Now, preaching on wildfire, there's a lot of wildfire going on in our church. It ain't a lot of wildfire going on in Baptist church because they sedated. Amen. The average Baptist go to church and God wouldn't even show up. They wouldn't even know the difference. But certainly about wildfire, wildfire. You know, the forest department, they always tell you, be careful, don't